Candlelight vigils have become all too familiar images in the United States. The shooting in Thousand Oaks, California means reliving a nightmare for Kayla Sanford, who survived the mass shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada in 2017.
I've lived a year now through it. I guess this just really hits home for me. I can't imagine what these people are going through. I've been to this bar many, many times. I love college nights.
On her way to give blood, she never expected another mass shooting would happen so close to home.
It doesn't get easier to hear, but it gets more normalized. It's desensitized completely.
At the same time, it haunts her.
I think twice about going anywhere, honestly. Not just here, I mean, grocery store, the mall.
From a shooting at a bar in California, to a Jewish synagogue in Pennsylvania, to a school in Texas, all these mass shootings happened within a year.
To live in a constant state of fear, that is terrorism. That's what terrorism is. And I think that this needs to be called exactly that. You know, we are living in a state of fear within our own country, within our own borders, amongst ourselves.
Grace Fisher showed up to the scene of the Los Angeles area shooting, demanding action on gun control. Fisher says she fears for her own children.
Some people are like, oh, it's another mass shooting. And it's disgusting. You know, I'm sick to my stomach every time it happens because I sit there and I empathize and I put myself in those kids' shoes, in the parents' shoes, and I say, like, how could they think of, say goodbye to their child and say goodnight to their child, like, and then wake up and find out that they may not be coming home ever? And that's not okay. And all these kids who have been killed in schools. Parents and teachers now have to have those conversations with kids who are in school. And what are you going to do if this happens? You know, what is your plan? Where are you going to go? And they shouldn't have to worry about that. I think that the problem in this country is multifaceted. It's going to take a multifaceted approach to solve this problem. But to say that guns are not the problem is a total cop-out.
As Americans deal with mass shootings through activism or caution, they adapt to this new reality, and many will teach their children to do the same. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.